federal judge issues temporary restraining order against group involved in 2000 Mules documentary. A federal judge has temporarily restrained a Texas organization involved in the documentary 2000 Mules from accessing any more of Connick computers and ordered it to provide information on how it was able to tap into the company's network. Connick is a Michigan-based elections logistics company founded by Eugene Yu. The temporary restraining order is in the public interest because it is in the public's interest to enjoin conduct that the United States Congress has found to be unlawful, to prevent the disclosure of personal identifying and banking information, and the TRO would, in fact, benefit the public's expectation of integrity in the U.S. election process, U.S. District Judge Kenneth Hoyt wrote in his September 12 order. Connick sued True the Vote in the Houston Division of the Southern District of Texas on the same day the TRO was issued, alleging that True the Vote President Catherine Engelbrecht and board member Greg Phillips violated the Federal Computer Fraud and Abuse Act while defaming you. Defendants are in business to capitalize their claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, wrote Yu's attorney Constantine Pamphilis in the complaint. Defendants most recently capitalized on their claims of election fraud through their involvement in the production of a so-called documentary, titled 2000 Mules. TTV did not immediately respond to requests for comment. 2000 Mules claims that significant fraud occurred in the 2020 presidential election. Conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, who directed the documentary, is not named as a defendant in the lawsuit. The complaint further alleges that TTV intentionally, repeatedly, and relentlessly attacked Yu with a unique brand of racism and xenophobia with accusations that Yu and Connick employees are Chinese operatives. The truth is that Connick is a U.S. company founded and operated by a U.S. citizen who has no affiliation with the Chinese Communist Party whatsoever, Pamphilis stated. All of Connick's customer data is allegedly secured and stored on protected computers located within the United States. However, Judge Hoyt wrote in his order that TTV was able to gain unauthorized access to and gain information from Connick's protected computers. This order is issued ex parte, and no notice was required to be given to defendants or their counsel as there is a risk that defendants would publicly release the information stolen from Connick, or otherwise destroy the evidence establishing their misconduct, Hoyt stated.